Would you like to tell us a little bit about Verse, Wisconsin?
I would be thrilled. Verse, Wisconsin is a magazine that I am co-editor of with my friend Wendy Vardaman, another Madison poet. And it is the new incarnation of Free Verse, which is a poetry magazine that you and listeners may remember. Linda Ashbrenner has published it. I'm sure you're familiar. She published it for 11 years, and only last year decided that she was ready to move on and retire and go on to other adventures. And so she asked Wendy and I if we would like to take it on, and we jumped at the chance. And so we have taken a year off from publication to revamp and overhaul the design of the magazine and reconsider the content and how we want to go about it. And what has emerged is Verse Wisconsin, which is sort of a version 2 of Free Verse. So,
and the website is so well done, and it's so attractive and appealing also. And I would like to give our listeners the website address. It's versewisconsin.org. And this is a wonderful website that I think you would be very happy to check out, learning about the poetry movement, about all of the different conferences that are going on, the opportunities. And when is your submission deadline for this first one?
Well, we are accepting submissions now. We began reading September 1st. We currently are soliciting submissions around a theme for our online component. And the theme right now is doors and windows. And that, we will be accepting submissions through November 1.
Okay.
Then, after that, we will close that and announce a new theme for the second issue. However, the open submissions for the print magazine are rolling and ongoing, and so people can submit at any time.
Anytime.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you would be so kind as to read the mission statement.
I would be so happy to. Thank you. I love this mission statement, and I'm very happy to share it. And, you know, it's really interesting. When we began this work on the magazine, these were all kind of thoughts in the back of our head, but they were very nebulous. And we knew that we needed to work on crystallizing them and making a mission statement. And since we have, which I think this was finalized in the summer, since we have had this mission statement, I have returned to it again and again in every facet of the work that I do. It's been a very helpful tool for us.
Mm-hmm. It's very well done, and as I said, it's very inspiring, too. Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about the interview with Todd Boss?
I would be happy to. My co-editor, Wendy Vardaman, actually conducted the interview. Todd was here a few months ago, coming through town, and we seized the opportunity to see if we could connect with him, and he was happy to talk with us. And I'm really excited because I am a big fan of his book Yellow Rocket, out from Norton, which has been very well received. And he's very exciting. He's in Minneapolis now, and he has a lot of projects going on. He's doing some poetry animation work, which I think is really interesting and kind of opens up a whole new sort of dimension to the way that we can experience poetry. And his work, if you've read Yellow Rocket or seen his work in magazines, he's really interested in writing poetry that is accessible in a way to readers who may not be very familiar with poetry. In fact, he likes to say that you know, even readers who don't like poetry will often like his poems. And he talks a little bit about that and his attitude towards that. And, you know, I think one of my projects with Verse Wisconsin is to try to reach those readers who may not be familiar with poetry, may not be comfortable going into the bookstore poetry section, but maybe are a little curious about it, maybe wonder, you know, feel insecure. They had a bad experience in high school English, or they had something happen. But, you know, they're curious, and I think this magazine really can reach those readers. And Todd Boss is a wonderful poet for us to start with. We also have interviews coming up in future issues with Matea Harvey and Martina Spada and others. So we've got a great lineup.
This sounds very exciting. I'm really looking forward to to the magazine. And people can subscribe to the magazine online?
They can find the subscription form online. It will be published quarterly, so we will have 4 issues a year, packed with poetry, articles around and about poetry, book reviews, all kinds of good stuff. 1 year costs $25, so
that's very reasonable.
We are keeping the subscription rate down so that people can afford it. And yes, the subscription rate, everything is online. We are accepting subscriptions and donations. So yes, it's all the information is on the website, and that is versewisconsin.org.
And also, I wanted to ask you lots of questions tonight about the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets.
Well, I am sure that a lot of your listeners are probably familiar with the fellowship, but I will just take a minute to describe it. The Fellowship of Poets is really one of the primary communities for Wisconsin poets to gather and connect with each other across the state. The fellowship holds 2 conferences every year, which are just great events. There's an open mic, there's panel presentations and all kinds of good stuff. And it's really a chance to meet other people writing from across the state. If, you know, no matter where you come from, small town cities, it's a wonderful chance for us to get together and support each other. And I'm particularly excited about the one coming up this fall. They're holding a conference November 13 to 15 in Stevens Point. And Denise Duhamel is going to be there as one of the guest speakers, and it should be just great. I think she's giving 2 presentations. One is on humor and poetry, and the other one eludes me at the moment, but I know they both look great. And Wendy and I will be there as well, and we will be speaking about the magazine and the progress of this first year. And Marilyn Taylor, the Wisconsin Poet Laureate, will also be there talking about rhyme and formal poetry and reading some of her work. So,
there's a
lot of other good stuff, too. I should just say B.J. Best and Charles Nevsimal, 2 poetry publishers, will be talking about starting your own poetry press. So it should be full of good stuff.